8 years of Democratic Alliance-led coalitions in the capital city, Tshwane, came to an end yesterday. The man behind that is the leader of Action SA, Mr. Herman Mashaba. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris, and always, as I always say, it's a pleasure really having this discussion with you. I think your platform, it's really one of those platforms that's helping to open the eyes of South Africans to the reality of what's really happening. So given this opportunity, something that I personally appreciate from you and your team, for what you do for our country, ensure that you've got a balanced view when, you know, the political parties and individuals go on a campaign to really divide this nation, use of fear to our nation. In the past, they used the violence to coerce people. Today, they're using fear and forgetting that today we live in a democratic space that every citizen has got a right to protect themselves within the constitutional framework of our country. They operate as if I don't have a defense. I'm telling you, 1994, as a South African, for the first time, I voted and I attained my independence. And this was confirmed in 1996 with the adoption of our constitution. So playing games under this situation, we've got to really be very careful as South Africans to ensure that we don't really fracture this new nation that we built in 1994. But it looks like political parties are there to really create a fear. And I think something, for me, it really gives me sleepless nights. It's one of the reasons I got into politics. I did not, obviously, from outside realize how dirty politics can be. But fortunate enough, I'm not the kind of person that is scared of taking hard decisions. It's been part and parcel of my ecosystem. I take decisions when it's necessary. I don't really fear. What I always believe is that, Herman, is this decision the right decision that you can stand up to at any point in time? And that's really what I've done to really protect Action SA and find a way where we can begin the process again on really getting South Africans to accept one another and with all our past, with all our differences, but let us not allow a situation where politicians actually divide us along racial lines. And that's something that really worries me. But I'm confident what you achieved yesterday in Tshwane, Action SA was not destroyed, because the whole idea behind this project was to destroy Action SA completely. Why? We were under the impression that we would really be regarded as a partner, because as you're aware, Chris, when I went into politics, so when we formed Action SA in 2021, I said we'll never work with the ANC. And unfortunately, then other people felt threatened by this, or they thought they would take advantage of this. And it has happened, as you are aware, more than once. And I had to really act. And fortunate enough, I had the support of my colleagues in Senate. I can tell you, when we went to the structures on the ground, I can tell you, our structures were even against us, taking 2 to 3 weeks with the review that says, we have really been bruised for a long time. We're abused for a long time, and we've listened to you as Senate, but this is enough. But fortunate enough, I convinced them to say, guys, please give us the chance. I'm personally convinced that we are going to get out of this, but I think we need to really make sure that we have the evidence before we act.
Well, the person you wanted as mayor of Tshwane, Dr. Moya, was duly elected yesterday. You have great confidence in her.
Well, actually, appropriate person, someone who has worked in the city as one of the executives from 2016 when DA took over Tshwane. And I think I want to remind your listeners and viewers that DA did not only take Tshwane in 2021. Actually, in 2021, we pushed them into government. I just want people not to have short memories. DA has been running Tshwane since 2016. And fortunate enough, Dr. Moyo has been part of the senior executive at the time as a member of the DA. When Action SA was started, she was one of those who were heartful with what was happening and joined Action SA. And when, obviously, we negotiated to really have a deputy mayor because our MMCs were always sidelined. This was creating tension. But eventually, we agreed on a deputy mayor. And as you are aware, 18 months ago, she served as a deputy mayor. And her track record, it's impeccable. Really very committed person. As much as I can't guarantee what other people will do in the future, but I think I have full confidence. That's why when ANC approached me, I was ready to say, if we do this transaction, guys, I'm putting forward this young woman to actually be the mayor. And I gave them the profile. And fortunate enough, ANC people know her since 2016. So, and yeah, eventually 2 days ago, we all agreed because we gave the other parties, including the ANC themselves, because they're the ones who were actually the coordinating all the our meetings. We gave them the chance to present someone better than Dr. Moyo. Yeah, and I'm glad on the Tuesday evening, I met with the ANC national leadership, provincial leadership, and Tshwane leadership. And we all agreed and supported by all the other parties to say, guys, within our groupings, there's no better person to actually lead the city than Dr. Moyo. And yeah, she was duly elected yesterday with an overwhelming majority.
Now, previously, the African National Congress in Gauteng has been accused of going rogue, but in fact, the ANC issued a statement affirming its support nationally for the coalition in Tshwane.
Well, I think last Friday, as I indicated, I had a meeting with the national leadership, with the province and the region. And on Tuesday night, we met again with their senior leadership at national level to commit to the framework of how we must operate because Tshwane has got to succeed. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to be under good hand. I think within the next day or so, she's going to be announcing her mayoral committee. So every party has been given an opportunity to present the best the people to really occupy those positions. We want by Monday morning at the latest, when the council opens, there's got to really be an executive team and a capable one that we, all of us, have undertaken to hold them accountable. We'll have regular political meetings where we can obviously assist them and hold them accountable. But to a large extent, it is about really guiding them, ensuring that that where they have blind spots, we can open those issues up. We've got to deal with this cancer of corruption that has plagued our country in all spheres of government over the years. I think people know me and they know Action SA. When it comes to corruption, it's the last thing that we will ever accept. But fortunate enough, we're at local government level, Chris. Local government, it's about the provision of services, not about the policies, you know, because I see we are being accused of working with other parties. But anyway, these are politics. It looks like some political parties have got a God-given right to work with everybody else except themselves. So when I work with the ANC or I work with the EFF, I work with other parties, it's a problem. One thing they forget, Action SA, it's a completely, totally different political party. And this fear-mongering that the DA is spewing, it's for nation-building. Our country, from a racial point of view, we're still really vulnerable. And but fortunate enough, political parties like Action SA are going to ensure that we open up South African people's mind, black and white, to understand the importance of cooperation and to coexistence, because we can't separate ourselves. There's just not really possible, whether we like it or not. And we don't, as actually, want to separate South Africans. We want South Africans to be proud of our flag and be proud of being who God created them to be. And that's a role that we're going to play. Whether our coalition partners don't agree with that, fortunate enough, we're working with them at local government level, where we are saying, let's go and give water, clean water to people of Amanskra. Let's go and make sure that Atteridgeville people can't live in squalor like this and so forth. Make sure that people of Waterkloof, Littleton and other areas, their infrastructure, it's working. The roads with narrow potholes and build new infrastructure. That's really what local governments are about. You can come out with your disastrous economic policies. Fortunate enough, they don't apply at local government level. At local government level, it's about how much money you've got and where to spend that money. You can come out with your ideological issues or your fear mongering. Ultimately, the local government is about service delivery. It's got absolutely nothing to do with ideologies.
Now, the Democratic Alliance has accused you of entering into a dangerous pact with the African National Congress and the Economic Freedom Fighters. But when you were mayor of Johannesburg, did the EFF ever come to you and ask you for a tender?
That in the 3 years, I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg. Not a single time any EFF person has ever come and asked me for a tender, because I don't work with the tenders even when I was the mayor. Not once. And I was accused on many occasions, but ultimately the truth came out, including the previous public protector actually entering the space. But fortunately enough, I've been cleared by the high courts in the land, because I took those matters on review. And I can tell you with Dr. Moya, that's something that she knows me and my determination to really fight corruption. Because if we're not going to fight corruption, this country is not going to really move forward. So what the DA is saying is just really the fear mongering. DA, unfortunately, the mistake that they're making is to think that they are the only people who governs and they must govern on their own. If they want to govern, we live in a democratic country. Let them go out and get the support. I mean, how much money they've used the last 2 months to tarnish my name, tarnish other people's names and our political parties. You said to myself, is that how people negotiate? They negotiate like we live in a one-party state under military rule. No, we're in a democratic environment where we have the right and our constitution to protect ourselves. So, I think they can say whatever they want to say. It is their right. Insulting us, including yesterday, actually, saying that our mayor is going to just be a token mayor. Time will tell. So I don't think it is really necessary sometimes even respond to issues like this. One thing for sure I've learned in life is to listen to people, but ultimately judge them about what they do. So give us, I'm saying to residents of the city of Tshwane, give us the chance, just watch us very closely, hold us accountable, and we are going to do everything possible to make sure that we turn that city around. And I think this time around, having the ANC at provincial and national behind us, this will make it much easier. Unlike when I was the mayor, you can imagine I had the ANC against me at the provincial and national level. So in this particular case, we are going to take advantage of this relationship to build one united South Africa, provide services to all the residents. The little budget that we've got, we will want the residents to hold us accountable. In fact, I've requested while I was negotiating this, before knowing that Dr. Moya will be accepted up, I was really giving her the motivation and the guidance. And I said, please, within the next week or so, if you are elected, please work with the city manager to take the city of Tshwane into confidence about the current state of the city, so that when you are judged on facts, not on on the hype. So I hope she's going to do that within the next week or so, so that the people of Tshwane must hold their accountable on facts, not on fear. You know, so yeah, I think you know, in and also what I'd advise her to do is that between now and the end of tenure is to ensure that on a monthly basis she must have a press conference. That's something I did very well when I was in Johannesburg, keeping the residents abreast, and I think the media really found that really very enriching, because I always have a full house every month. To letting the residents of Johannesburg of what was happening in the city, how many terms of cases of corruption, progress we're making with our budget, the inner city rejuvenation. So on a monthly basis, I'm sure you remember, I used to really have those press conferences, and all the time I'll have a full house, and it really created that relationship between me and the residents. And I think Dr. Moya will follow the same pattern. In fact, this time we'll even be stronger, in the sense that we will only have the DA outside criticizing and getting the white electorate fear us. But the one thing for sure is that I do really want to really appeal to our fellow white South Africans. Please don't fear us. We like you. We are all sort of committed South Africans. Let's work together to really build this country. We know our history. Let us not allow our history to determine our future. And us as Action SA, we committed to serve you. Some of us left our businesses. We had a serious cost, as you can imagine, the financial implications of this machine to me and my family. You know, I don't earn a salary from this. I refused to go to parliament. I said, let's send someone else. I don't have to be a liability to this political party. There are lots of dynamics that I think being outside parliament would allow me to manage. And that's really what I'm committed to do for my country. I think this is a little contribution I can make. I'm not going to allow political parties to really divide us along racial lines. I think, I don't want to really be punished one day because I sat back, I became an armchair critic. I want to really be the player in this game, which can actually one day create a better future for future generations.
Just back to Johannesburg, where you are in a working relationship with the African National Congress. You were in Soweto earlier this week, where there was a great tragedy again. How were you received there?
Very positive. Now you can imagine, you know, for someone like me who goes into an environment like this, you know, already, you know, committed as my family to really help the families with some of the arrangements. So that visit was a costly one, but I had to really go and show my support. Because these are issues, remember, about these spaza shops operating in our communities and the type of food that they were bringing into this country illegally, you know. I've said this so many times about, at the time when I was the mayor, one of the senior health inspectors actually came to me to say, the mayor, please, the national government is not helping. What these people are bringing into this country, one day will have a health hazard. And I brought this to the attention of South Africans many times about what was happening. But obviously, remember at the time, I was called names and xenophobic and so forth. But because I knew I was doing the right thing, no one could actually disturb me. So, I mean, it's tragic what has happened in Soweto. And I think it's something that I have to really engage the ANC at national level to ensure that we don't actually allow this tragedies to happen. And I think, Chris, you know, all six families, I visited each family separately, you know, going from one family to the other. And what I told them, it's not only one child, one of the, yes, for them, they see directly with the loss of their assets. To 7 and 8 year olds, I've said to you, know what? Right now, we've got international drug syndicates who are destroying millions of our youth on a daily basis, and our government is aware about this. So we're sitting with a huge problem where the youth of this country are being robbed of their future by this illegal foreigners and international drug cartels and money laundering syndicates. These are things that honestly, now that I'm closer to the ANC, I really hope that they've got a wake-up call, because if not, if they thought they got punished with the recent election, if they don't really turn around, they will be further punished. And but I think they know my views very strongly, and I found it actually quite fascinating that they still regard me with regard me highly. And these are people I grew up with. I know them. For me to enter politics was to register my anger with them, that you are not just really failing your organization, you're failing all of us as South Africans. So it looks like they've got a wake-up call, but only time will tell. I really hope that they can keep to the promises that we've made to each other around making sure that we get the city of Tshwane to work. And and I actually have already indicated to them that we need to do something with Johannesburg and this metros. It's really very critical to get these three metros to work together, because it's one big city. So I think those don't be really be surprised when I start getting my hands dirty to say to the ANC and their coalition partners in Ekurhuleni and Johannesburg, let us actually do what is right, and I think get these three metros to succeed. Because if we can get these metros to succeed, South Africa is going to succeed. And there's just no reason why we should fail. Because you know, Chris, you don't need. Are we not looking for rocket scientists to provide services? We just really need the political will. We have the skills in this country of all our people. We demonstrated this in Johannesburg. And and that's what Dr. Moya is going to do in her team. She will also, within the next 24 hours, announce a chief of staff. You will see the kind of person that we've really put, we've recommended to as our party. So the city manager is now processing that. You know, really, as a party, compromised one of our senior staff members to go and work with her, so that we provide real services. That's all you need. We're not looking for rocket scientists. We just need the political will to really make the lives of South Africans better.
Thank you, sir. That was Mr. Herman Mashaba, the leader of Action SA, speaking to BizNews. And I'm Christine.